Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC, in Daphne, Alabama, with financial advisor Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
As well as Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What are we talking about today, guys?
Well, Lori, we have a lot of things we want to talk about that kind of picks up from last week. But before we get into all of that business, we'd like to say thank you to our veterans, and we'd like to extend that thanks to our veterans' families for their unselfish service to our country. And probably by the time you hear this radio show, Veterans Day would have already passed, but we still want to let you know that we appreciate your service, and at Safe Harbor, veterans have always held a special place in our heart, so thank you for that.
Yes, some may not be aware that for many years you served and sponsored Veterans Day meals at the American Legion. In addition to Jim Bird, owner of Safe Harbor Financial and Hall of Fame financial advisor, Jim Bird was very instrumental, as well as his wife Jewel, in the fundraising to create the Tears of Sorrow, Tears of Joy Veterans Memorial here in Fairhope on the Bluff. So thank you.
That's right. That's right. Gary, one thing we hear, or you've heard, I think, a little bit more recently when sitting down with people, is that they want options. And that's what we try to give them at Safe Harbor. But before we get too far, we want you listeners to write this number down, 625-1226, or go to our website at Ask Jim Bird, that's BYRD.com. If you have any questions or anything that you might like to hear us talk about on our shows, we certainly welcome those suggestions. Gary, we talked a little bit about last week on Medicare. Can you go ahead and expand on, are we still in the enrollment period? What are you seeing some of the most questions about? Or give us kind of an idea of some of the things that you didn't talk about last week, about this week.
Well, if you doubt we're still in the enrollment period, then you haven't seen Joe Namath and Jimmy Walker on television extolling all the benefits and things that are available to you in different sorts of plans. Just briefly, you know, we're in the annual enrollment period until December the 7th. That means from October 15th to December 7th, if you're in a Medicare supplement, you can change to a Medicare Advantage. You can change to a different supplement. If you're in a Medicare Advantage, you can go back to a supplement. I had someone ask me this week, once they were in a plan, were they locked into that for the rest of their lives? And absolutely, you're not. You can pick the best plan based on what your needs are. And those needs change every year. That's why we suggest come in and talk to us, or sit down with your provider. Ask what's changing for 2022, because each plan does change every year, and there are reasons to use a supplement versus an Advantage plan. There's reasons to use an Advantage plan versus a supplement. So come in and talk to us, and we'll help you look at each one and see which one fits your needs.
And Gary, explain a little bit about some of the advantages and of the different plans. Why are those important to me?
Well, if a lot of people think of Original Medicare, which is Part A and Part B. Part A covers your hospital expenses, and that's going to be the same no matter what supplement or what Advantage plan you're in. Your Part A expenses are covered by your Medicare Part B, by Part A. Part B is your office visits and your outpatient surgery. Now, you are normally responsible for paying 20% of all those costs, but if you use a supplement or an Advantage plan, those are designed to pick up those extra 20%. In a supplement, you pay a set monthly fee every month, whether you use it or not. So you're guaranteed to go see any doctor that accepts Medicare, and you can go anywhere in the country. An Advantage plan, you may be limited to a certain group of doctors if you use one type of plan. Other plans, you can go to doctors all over the country as long as they take that particular plan, and those kind of situations are out there. So it really comes down to how often you're going to see a doctor, what prescriptions you're using. I think I mentioned last week, if you are dependent on insulin, there are some excellent new programs where companies are stepping up to lower the cost of insulin in your Medicare Advantage and supplement plan. So come in and talk to us, and we'll help you look for the right one for you.
It's all good stuff to keep in mind. And let me ask you this question. If I decide to switch my plans and I make an appointment to go see my physician, and if I have something like a bone density scan that I have to have that requires me to receive injections at least once or twice a year, and then I suddenly find out I have an out-of-pocket expense because my new supplement didn't cover everything, what do I do about that situation? What are my options?
Well, it's kind of different between every plan that you're in. So we have to take that on a case-by-case basis. Every plan is not going to cover everything, and every plan is not going to cover everything at the same rate. So that's why it's important to compare the plans. We can check on medications. We can check on procedures to ask the particular plan if that's covered. So we can answer those questions before you go in. And that's what we really ask people. What are your needs going to be? How can we find the plan that is right for you to address all the things or as many of those as we can?
And you would love to address those with our radio program listeners through a complimentary consultation.
Absolutely.
So we encourage everyone listening to pick up the phone and call or leave a message, write this number down, for Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Toll free is available, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And as Victoria said, go to askjimbird.com. That's BYRD. AskJimBird.com, and submit any questions you have about Medicare, Social Security, any aspect of retirement planning, and we'll be glad to talk about those on the show or give you a call back and answer your call in person.
Gary, as we mentioned last week, that this is a long-term care awareness month. Do you have anything you want to add about that? Anything that we should think about, look into, cost, expenses? What if my kids end up having to pay for it, dipping into their savings? I mean, what... Can you elaborate on that?
Long-term care is a big subject. It starts out with your family helping you and can lead all the way up to living in a full-service nursing facility. I don't want to take a whole lot of time to talk about it today because there's different ways to address all of those. There are long-term care policies out here. In some instances, that makes sense for folks, but in some instances, it's not going to make sense. It depends on your, and I keep going back to this, depends on your individual situation and what your needs are and what resources that you're going to have to draw on when you get older. I think the statistic is that 70% of us are going to need some sort of long-term care at some point in our life if we're 65 or over. And that can just be assistance with someone coming into your home, helping you pay bills or buy groceries or just do regular household activities. That can be just a non-medical caregiver that might cost you nothing if it's a friend or family member that can help you, but could be $16, $18 an hour if you start to pay someone. on. And then gradually, as your health and longevity continue, most of the time our health gets a little bit worse as we live longer, because we're living longer than we've ever expected right now. Medical science is extending our lives. So the chances of us needing additional health care, additional needs, if your family's not there, then there are going to be additional costs. And there's ways to look at that with all sorts of different plans. So come in and talk to us, and we'll help you look for the one that'll fit your needs best.
It kind of sounds like if I'm considering this type of care, even though it's a very difficult subject for most people to talk about, but I think when we see some of the children come in that have had to manage their mom and dad's estates, or even start getting a little bit more involved with how to take care of mom and dad down the road, it seems like this type of planning is instrumental in retirement planning before and even in those retirement years. How important is that to plan that type of care into your retirement money if you have to find ways to float yourself or create to help minimize the gap in paying for it until you can find assistance or figure out a way to pay for it for long term?
Well, that's the key to what we do for folks. We look for ways to help you grow your money and stretch your money, so that when you do have a need, which most of us are going to have a need for additional expenditures as we live longer, and if our family's not here to help us, you're going to have to rely on an income stream that you can rely on, that's, you know, as reliable as Social Security, that doesn't go away, that is there every month, that you can depend on. You need to factor in some growth into that. You know, if you're in the stock market, you're basing the growth based on how well the stock market grows or how much it shrinks. But in some of our strategies, you have a guaranteed growth rate. A guaranteed growth rate that you can count on, and when you do start the income that you'll need, that income is never going to stop. Unlike Social Security, if two people are married or unmarried and both of them worked, one of them passes away, you'll get the higher, the one who's remaining will get the higher of the two Social Securities, but they'll lose one Social Security check. In our scenarios, if both of you have an income strategy that is there for each of you, then you could still have potentially two incomes plus your Social Security. So it's just a way of guaranteeing that you probably won't run out of money before you run out of life, depending on how you spend.
And that's why it's important to talk with someone that can help you answer some of those questions. And that's what we can help you do at Safe Harbor by calling our number at 625-1226.
625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984. For a complimentary consultation with Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne.
You know, I know this is going to sound like a simple analogy, but do you fix your own car? Some people do. But generally, who do you want to take your car to when you want to get it fixed? You want to take it to a mechanic who's seen the problem before, knows how to fix it, and can get you back on the road. It's the same thing in retirement planning. You want to meet with someone who has helped people. Look at where they are. Look at how much money they've saved for retirement. Look at what their needs are going to be 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the road, and give you a plan that you can depend on, so that, I don't want to say set it and forget it. Some things are like that. But you want to at least be able to go to bed every night and say, you know what, I don't have to wake up in the morning and worry about how much I lost based on what happened in China, or based on what happened with ports not having workers to move cargo in or things like that. So,
right. And Gary, you said something that was kind of interesting. You mentioned China, and that's just one thing that I've been watching this past week. And you know, you may think to yourself, well, how does what's happening halfway across the world affect me and my situation right now? And we talked about this last week. We talked about inflation. Well, I don't know if you've had a chance to kind of update yourself, and obviously you have about this, but you know, we're seeing changes of inflation, and we have to start planning for it, because really and truly, we don't know how long this is going to last. It's likely going to last at least until we can get some of those carriers back into port in a timely manner. And I'm not sure if you've seen this, but I read an article about one of the large warehouses that actually are having difficulty in stocking their shelves. And I've noticed this in a few of the stores that I've gone into, that they have signs that are put up saying limit 2 per customer, just because they're having a difficult time in having the supplies to meet the demands. And that's where we're seeing some of the cost rises in some of the things that we're paying for now. You know, coincidentally, consumer prices have soared 6.2% in the past year. And that's the most that we've seen since 1990. And so you kind of ask yourself, well, what's causing these hikes? Well, shortages, plain and simple.
Sure.
Right? And then so we're seeing some of our main companies, or even smaller companies that we've depended on for a long time, we've seen them close because of not being able to keep up with the supply. And, you know, even though the U.S. doesn't appear to be in a situation where too much money is chasing too few goods, and that could cause a result in the demand for labor, you know, we still have other arguments that have been posed about why we're seeing these inflation factors and why it's so important to plan for that in retirement. Because who would have thought in March of 2020 last year, those of you that have been working for like 60 years or so had to dip down into your 401k just to keep up, you know,
just to pay your bills.
Just to pay your bills. And then they said, oh, you won't be charged on that. But then, especially if you were in a company, and we saw this one scenario where a company was in the process of a buyout, and they were telling their employees, well, don't worry, we're going to let you have access to this money, no penalty, it's not going to cost you anything. Well, then they came back and they said, well, we haven't exactly completed our merger just yet, so the money that you took out of your 401k, now we're going to charge you taxes on.
Yeah, well, those are just some of the things that happen during retirement. You know, retirement's not just this vacuum where you quit your job, you start enjoying whatever hobbies you want to have, and you start drawing money. You know, there are things outside your control. What you're talking about with inflation is largely due to what happened when the economy was shut down, when we were trying to protect people. You know, you shut the economy down, you shut jobs down, you shut down manufacturing. There, that creates less of a need for certain types of jobs. Right now, the reason that we can't get goods off ships is we're short of truckers. And we're also in the middle of an increase in fuel prices. So that's costing more to get our goods to market. That's why it's so important when you plan for retirement, it's not a static number. You have to have some sort of growth that you can count on, at least for a certain period of time. Maybe it's not for the rest of your life, but you have to be able to count on growing your retirement money reliably and dependably, so that when you do need to use it, even if you have to pull a little bit more during a time where we have higher inflation. You're right, we haven't seen this kind of inflation in 20 years, but for 20 years before that, inflation's averaged about 1-2% a year, not the 5.5% we've got this year.
Now, more than ever, as you're saying, Gary, it's important to secure your retirement, even get a second opinion. Take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, a portfolio review, a risk analysis, and more available simply by picking up the phone and calling 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
If you need a toll-free number, it is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. 1984. And you know, I've said this a lot of times, and we use this analogy down in this area of the world, because, you know, we're about to run out of football. Can you imagine that? A couple weeks left. But football games are won before people step on the field because of preparation and planning. And preparation and planning is what you really have to pay attention to in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, so that in your 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, it's not unusual for people today to be living well into their 80s and into their 90s. So you're having to stretch your money 30 years. And if you're not planning for that, if you're not being able to count on some growth so that when you do start your income or do you start drawing on your income, you can rely on pulling it out. I don't think there's a stock portfolio out here that will guarantee you a certain growth rate every year for a certain period of time, is there?
Not that I'm aware of, but well, then again, I don't know everything. So there could be a magical one out there, you know, that we don't have privilege to.
Well, think about this. You know, inflation is 5% this year. Well, if you're on Social Security, that's kind of okay. You're going to keep up because we have a guaranteed cost of living increase for Social Security payments. Now, look farther into the future as, you know, the baby boomers continue to sign up. That's making a huger, a larger and larger commitment by the federal government to have to pay those benefits. And where does the federal government get its money? It gets its money from taxing us. So eventually, if you think taxes are only going to go up on the wealthy, well, you may be surprised.
And if I may address, Gary, even if you mentioned how important planning is in the 30s, 40s, 50s, but even if you're in the 60s or your 70s, it's still not too late to take advantage of the complimentary consultation. Get a second opinion.
Right.
See if you're doing things the way you should be, and see if there's things that might be adjusted to better benefit them in retirement, no matter what age.
Yeah, a lot of people come in and they tell us, well, you know, I've kind of planned and I don't have much money, but when they really sit down, not much money can be a whole lot more than they think. And in retirement, one of the most important things you can do is not lose. When you lose, now you're starting from a position that's lower than where you were. So you've got to make up that loss just to get back to where you were before you can keep growing.
That just comes back into, you know, sitting down and reevaluating, you know, taking a moment to see if what you were in 10, 5, even 3 years ago is still keeping up with your needs. And that goes back to your risk tolerance. And we do have a way at Safe Harbor that we can analyze that risk tolerance for you to still see if that's where you like to be.
Sure.
You know, it's all kind of gets down to a point, I think, with how much anxiety are you willing to bear? I mean, because if I see my bank account going down, I'm wondering, well, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay this week? Or, you know, even with planning and thinking that I have held back enough for a month or 2 months, you know, there's still some unexpected things that could happen that could completely disrupt my whole plan.
Sure.
You know, and so having a desired for a guaranteed income is so important, and especially it's even more important the closer that you get into retirement. You know, I think one thing that we saw was that we saw a lot more people having to retire because of COVID, kind of like a forced
Certainly.
Retirement. And this year, and most recently, the IRS has made some changes to the 401ks and Roth contribution limits. I know that a few weeks ago, you and Jim had talked about how they were closing some of the back doors to some of the Roth conversions and things that were going. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of the 401k changes that they've put into place and how it affects our retirement?
Well, the contributions that you're allowed to make while you're working have gone up a little bit, and that's helpful for people that are working. For people that are not working, you know, once you've retired and you don't have earned income, you really cannot contribute to an IRA anymore. But in some circumstances, there are catch-up contributions you can make when you're 55 or older. So there are things you can be doing while you're working. Once you're I didn't mean to ignore Roths. Roths are a great thing. If you are working and you're even if you're not maximizing your contributions to a 401k or an IRA, most people are putting money in those tax deferred. Well, if our taxes are going to be up higher in the future, then one smart strategy is putting your money in non-qualified strategies like a Roth. With a Roth, you can deposit for an individual, it's up near $7,000 a year right now. I could get you that exact number, about $14,000 for a couple. And when you put money there, it's tax-free, not only for the money you put in when you take out, but the growth. Here's one of the scary things. There are trillions and trillions of dollars in tax-deferred accounts and tax-exempt accounts right now that the federal government would love to get to. And they've kicked around ideas about how to tax our different 401ks. Right now, you aren't taxed on anything in a 401 until you pull it out. They're kicking around the idea of maybe finding a way to tax that money while it's in there. I'm not going to tell anybody to worry about that today, but I will tell you, you can be putting too much money in a 401k. You need to put in whatever you want, especially if your employer is matching it. If you've got a 3% match, put in at least that 3%. But anything over that, you might want to diversify. You know, you've always heard, don't put all your eggs in one basket, don't own one stock, don't own one sort of strategy. Taking some of your money and using different strategies to make them either tax-free or significantly reduced with taxes when you start taking the money out, those are important areas that some people don't look at. They just think, well, you know, I'm going to put all my money in a 401k, and when I get old enough, there'll be plenty of money in there, and I can start taking it out. Well, when you start taking it out, you're taking it out at whatever tax rate you're at the current time. Well, you can buy the IRS out. You know that? You can buy the IRS out right now and pay them taxes on the money that you have. And then when you start taking it out, your tax rate is zero. So let's say they raise tax rates from 25 to 35% for your particular bracket. Well, zero is way better than 25 or 35%. So those are the things we help people look at. The investment strategies are not always obvious. You need someone that's been there before, done it, and can walk you through some of the best ways to diversify your money so you're not putting everything in one category, so that it won't all be taxed at the same method when you're pulling it out to pay for your retirement needs.
Right. So that's why it's important, especially now, you know, what are you doing to secure your income? And what kind of guaranteed income will you need in retirement? Or if you're planning, you know, to maintain your lifestyle if you've already retired, it just goes back to choices. And that's what we were mentioning earlier. Everybody wants choices, right?
Sure.
And there's always a readjustment. I know I'm trying to readjust for all the time changes that happened over the past week. And then autumn's here, so that's led into a whole nother thing. But again, it goes back to, if you're unfamiliar with what you currently have, and you think maybe you might not be as diversified as you want to be, and you haven't set a budget or an income now, start planning that before retirement, and you haven't reevaluated on your current stuff, call us. Set an appointment to come see us and talk with us, because that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. Thank you. Financial advisor Gary Garner and Director of Operations Vicki Miller with Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Take advantage of that offer and call 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.